Malcolm Turnbull says he'll be Prime Minister for a very long time. He's attempting to quell party room unrest. It comes after Mr. Turnbull announced over the weekend he would leave Parliament if he loses the Prime Ministership. But the PM doesn't intend to leave the top job anytime soon, saying he'll be running at the 2019 election, but not only that, he'll win. Michael Packey, 2GB's federal political editor, joins us on the line. G'day, Michael.
G'day, Ben.
I mean, you've got to be optimistic in politics, right? That's the job of the political leader. But is there a bit of mixed messaging going on here as to what he said over the weekend and what he said today, or not?
Well, I think that there is. I mean, like this interview that he gave to The Telegraph over the weekend, he said that if he's dumped as a leader, during this term of Parliament, that he will quit as the Prime Minister, and that would force a by-election in his seat of Wentworth. It would put the government in a fairly perilous position, given that they only hold on to our government by one seat. Now, today, when he was questioned about this sort of stuff, he said, well, you know, I intend to be the Prime Minister and contest the 2019 election, and after I contest that election, I'll continue being the Prime Minister, because he's confident that he will beat Bill Shorten. I personally thought that it was a bizarre comment, given what he had told the papers only a few days ago.
Yeah, and it wasn't one of those humble brags either. I noticed a few people on the open line today pointing out that in most instances when a politician says this, they say, look, if you vote for me to be your Prime Minister, then I will serve as your Prime Minister. But Malcolm was just being, I suppose, overly confident, Michael.
Well, obviously he is. He obviously thinks that the strategy that they've got in place, or that the government has got in place, will eventually beat Labor, and assume that what they're thinking, and this is what some of the senior MPs that have been out today are saying, is that they think that the strategy that they've been prosecuting over the last couple of months will start to bear some fruit over the next year or so. And in the lead-up to the election, they think that people will start seeing results from some of the policies that they've announced. Obviously, if you talk to Tony Abbott, he believes that the direction that the government is going in is not quite right, and that the policies that are being articulated lean far to the left and are alienating that conservative base.
Yeah, well, we'll speak to Mr. Abbott about that during his regular spot on Wednesday. Michael, thanks for your time.
No problem.
Michael Packey, 2GB's federal political editor. I do get the sense that at some point Tony Abbott is going to have to put up or shut up. He's obviously been critiquing the government's direction for some time, but there's only so long when you can have these two narratives going, the official government line from Malcolm Turnbull and the Cabinet, and then the Tony Abbott, this is where we'd like to be on the conservative side of politics line. There's only so long that those two can keep on running until they either crash into each other and there's some kind of blow-up, or Mr. Abbott decides, okay, well, I've said my piece and now I'm going to be quiet all of a sudden. I don't know which of those two options will come to fruition. I suppose time will tell. 131873 is the open line number.